there anybody else in the public that would like to address the board?
Thank you.
Hi, Don Sherwood. I just want to say that I don't have any, I don't have a dog in this fight, right? I have had the occasion to come to school board meetings over the past 6 years, and I believe that the level of rhetoric that I've seen on xmayor.com and heard from Nick Corcadillas is over the top, beyond the pale, unacceptable. I believe that some of the things that the board president just said about Mr. Corcadillas are also unacceptable and inappropriate at the very least. I do feel that there are people that are disruptive at meetings, and that has certainly been my feeling, such as it is, sitting here in the audience whenever something like this happens. I do think that people should be allowed to speak for more than 3 minutes, certainly if they're talking about something that is the budget. Now this is only a make-believe budget, such as it is. We shouldn't have a make-believe budget to start with, right? But since it is a make-believe budget, I think you shouldn't even do anything with it. I think you should just tell the county superintendent exactly why they're not going to get a budget. But that's me. That's the way I tend to be. So I would really like to see the school board, Clinton Township Board of Education, pull together to feel more of the support from the community that they sometimes deserve, and move this district in a positive direction. And I don't think we can do that with the kind of divisiveness and over-the-top rhetoric that we have heard too much from, or I have at least heard too much from people mostly only our ex-mayor. So I don't know who's right and wrong on a lot of these issues, but I do know the level of the emotion and the intimidation and the vitriol is unacceptable for public servants, people that are donating so much of their time and energy to make this district better. So that's what I think.
See you Saturday.
Amy Switlick, 11 South Deer Hill Road. I just wanted to reiterate my concern about the school choice program. I emailed you on this, I think about 3 weeks ago. I got a couple of responses. I won't get into it. My email basically detailed my concern. I feel that in the past year, I think we had 50 children enter our school system, and I think approximately 62. I'm sorry if I don't have my numbers right. I don't like the way we're going with this. Next year after that, are we going to have another 62? And I think we should take advantage of the enrollment being down in this school and being conservative with our spending. I realize we're getting state aid for participating in this program, but for some reason, state aid is not hitting my tax bill because every year it's either the same or going up. So I'm really concerned with the school choice program. I just don't think we should continue to take other kids every year. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm presuming that it's okay now for comments from the public who do not have a subject in connection with tonight's published agenda. If that's not true, I will sit down.
That is correct, sir.
My name is Robert Zay. I'm a resident of the Clinton Township. Have been a resident here for close to 35 years. I'll add that as an indication of my respect for the quality of the education that was and is still available in this township, that my wife and I have proudly seen our two daughters come through the school system from Spruce Run School over to Round Valley School and then on to North. One graduated cum laude at Princeton and is now a doctor. The other graduated cum laude at Oberlin College, is a professional musician in New York City, and plays full-time for the American Ballet Theater at Lincoln Center. I have had nothing but a great admiration and a positive memory associated with the experiences that both the children and that I myself as one of their parents have had with this school and those years of our past. What brings me tonight is an old item of business that I'm prepared to leave copies about that make it fairly self-explanatory. So my 3 minutes will be delegated, or what's left of the 3 minutes. Just quickly, about September of last year, 2011, I had the pleasure of meeting Superintendent Carroll as he came through the Deer Meadow development just across the street here from Round Valley, or excuse me, from the middle school across from Gray Rock. The purpose was with the business administrator and a consulting engineer to scope out the extent of erosion that had occurred and reportedly was due to the runoff of water from the pile of earth mounded on the track that the school board owns across the street here. And as I realize, that there are some here who think that tonight's budget was put together as kind of a, not a sham, that hasn't been the word used, but as a kind of a make-believe budget, I believe that was the term. I don't think there was anything make-believe about Mr. Carroll and the business manager's interest in seeing what, if any, monies might be allocatable to address an issue that they might have some conscience or some legal interest in serving. So 4 years ago on March 11th, I came before this board. That was the last time. I brought with me a copy of my memorandum to the board that I read that night. I won't read it tonight. But in a nutshell, I'm still experiencing an amazingly destructive amount of soil erosion on my property on 5 Woods Edge Court. Most of that water is coming from the soil that is now above the original grade on the property owned by the board. True, with time, the vegetation and the roots thereof and the change in the vegetation will be such that the water level will be moderated or mediated by the ability of that soil to hold a greater volume of water than it has up until now. Volume has cost me a great deal of concern and agony. This time last year, actually the first week in May, I got 3 bids from 3 county contractors. The average cost of remediation was $5,200. I am here kind of as a last desperate stand before you to say I would like some help. I would like you to please look at correspondence in the past, if it still exists, and to seriously consider addressing and revisiting, if necessary, my property. The front yard soil is in the street. I dig it back into the front yard 3 times a year. I don't like doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Dinkoff, may I say something very, very briefly?
Surely.
Very quickly, just for purposes of the record, 4 times since 7:30 I have heard our budget referred to as make-believe or sham. Let's be really clear. This is a tentative budget that was put forth with great effort. There is an enormous difference between a tentative budget used to give the county and the county of Hunterdon and the state of New Jersey an idea of what our goals and aims are with a little fine tuning versus a sham budget. Mine is not written in crayon. This is a real budget and it demeans the work of the folks, Mr. Del Sordi, Mr. Carroll, the Finance Committee, the Policy and Curriculum Committee, to refer to it as such.
Thank you,
I think it's
Kevin.
Important for that to be entered into the record. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good point.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Anybody else from the public that would like to address the board? If we could have the report of the interim business administrator.
We have a number of action items tonight, 12BA056. There's also an addendum that'll take us through 12BA060, which includes setting the date for the public hearing. The board's next regular meeting is on March 26, 2012. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. 056 lists a number of meeting dates that we've had back to December 19th. I know some board members were absent on some of those dates, so as we approve those minutes, if you could just mention that you have to abstain, we will be able to take that down. 057 deals with the board secretary reports for the period ending January 31st, 2012. 058 deals with the line item transfers. And 059 is the board's recognition that all of the amounts are in line with state regulations. And again, 060 will establish the public hearing date on March 26, 2012 at 7:30 p.m. And the meeting will be held in this auditorium at the Clinton Township Middle School. I would ask that the board consider voting on items 056 through 060. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have at this time.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved by Mark, seconded by?
Second.
Michelle. Any discussion? Item 060 is part of the addendum, and that's establishing the 26th of March to be the public hearing on the budget, where all members of the community will have an opportunity to ask questions on the budget. Is that, that's our also our regular monthly board meeting on the 26th.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions of Tony on any of those items, 056 through 060?
Yeah, Tony, I have a question on 056.
Yes.
On one of the minutes, action from January 23rd, 2002, action 12PC029, regarding the policy of the prevention and treatment of sports-related concussions and head injuries. You had me as a nay. I voted
yes
for that.
I will change the minutes to reflect that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Let's have a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Kresty?
Yes.
Mr. Prada?
I abstain on A, December 19th, 2011, with the correction I made to you, yes on everything else.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Committee reports, the Facilities and Finance Committee, Mark.
Okay. Item 145 refers to our solar projects. I don't know if everybody noticed. We are rejecting all the bids for the solar project. There are a few issues with the solar. One was there is a procedural problem where the time span between the advertisement and the closing of the bidding process apparently was short one day, leaving us in a predicament. So we would have to rebid those. We also have other issues. The plan was put before the planning board for comment, and there are a number of substantial issues regarding ground mounts and possibly even with roof mounts, which will cause us to have to go back and perhaps replan and reevaluate a little bit and decide whether we want to rebid those and what changes we will make to the plan. But for now, the bids will all be rejected, and we will have to regroup and decide where to go from there. Item 157, I will table, which is the budget, as we discussed earlier. Item 158, which is in the agenda addendum, is a motion to basically show our support behind the Vought House transfer, and in particular a grant application to the Hunterdon County Open Space Trust Fund. And that's in the addendum again. I don't know if everybody had a chance to read that. And I'm sure Mr. Sherblum will appreciate that being approved this evening. And with that, let me move items 141 through 158, tabling item 157.
Do we have a second on that motion?
Second.
Second by Kevin. Any discussion on any of those items?
Yeah, on 146, it says it is prorated tuition. What's the full year amount that we're going to receive on that? Could you give a little further explanation on that?
Yes, it's prorated for the year, and the student entered into our district on January 23rd.
What's the full year amount?
It would be another 4 months of that, sir. So we have that number divided by six.
Okay. I don't have a calculator, but that's okay. All right. And how did this come about, this particular?
This is a program that we have available that Lambertville District did not, and they saw that it was a better prospect to send that child to us instead of an out-of-district placement.
Okay.
And we had a seat available.
Mr. Carroll, I have a quick question on 154. This is sets the dates for ESY for the summer. Did I read that correctly? Just to learn, we get out of school so much earlier this year than we have in the past. Is there any concern about regression on the part of the student coming out of school so early in the month of June and then starting up again in the beginning of July? And if there is there a way to move that date up?
No, there's no way to move up that date because of this is set for the next fiscal year, so it has to start after July 1st. That's how you budget your ESY. So it's budgeted for next year, so it has to start after July 1st. And yes, I do recognize it's 2 weeks more of summer instead of 10 weeks. We usually get 10, maybe 10 and a half. We're getting 12 weeks due to the approved calendar for this year.
While we're on 154, we're talking about budget tonight, and we're in facilities and finance. On this particular line, some of you may be aware, some may not, but our ESY program, it's the program that we use to provide additional instruction to our children who have a special education classification so that they don't lose skills over the summer. And 2 years ago, we cut this program. Hours per days per week and the total duration, and I'd like to check it, but I believe when I looked at it at the time, we cut the hours in our ESY program by about 30%. So with regard to budgets, that was probably the year we proposed the $1.2 million drop in our budget to the county. But there's things like this that we did at the time in order to conform with that $1.2 million drop, and now it's just become the program. So the program is substantially less than it was 2 years ago, and it's not something that's on the top of everybody's mind when you're thinking about budgeting. But when I see that, and I think about, you know, what we cut, it shows you how deeply we did cut at that point in time. So there's no recommendations with regard to this program now that I'm aware of, but we're trying to rebuild some of the cuts that we made to address some of the needs that our students have been exhibiting in the past 2 years. And that's partially what's in this proposed budget that we're working on now.
If I may, with our Director of Special Services here, Mrs. McLaughlin, is there a time frame that I know we have to approve this and then send it to the county. Is there a time frame that it is due and that it can be the dates for ESY and sending to the county? Did they give you a date as to when it is due to them? So I know we need to tell them each year if we're conducting a summer program. We're ahead of schedule. Yes, so if either the board would like to come back to this and revise it based on discussion of the budget, this is now based on a budgetary item. So it can be approved now and revised later prior to submission. Go ahead, Mrs. McLaughlin.
Years ago, it used to be ACE and ESY together. ESY was 3 weeks, and ACE was 3 weeks, and ACE provided the inclusion for children that weren't here before, just the funding for them, even more or less than the other way. So then it states that you can create any kind of funding for them because there is no funding attached. I just wanted to give that little piece of information. And so then, you know, some school districts will provide very individual to the child, but they will need to have another request to meet the meeting. We try to do it more like the school day, 4 hours, over the 19 days it ends up being, 5 days, but 1 day is the holiday, about 4, so it would be 19 days. I just want to give them, I'm not giving you any information, why it went from 6 weeks down to 5 weeks.
Is it possible for us to revisit this? Because it just seems like there's a long time, you know, a lag for the children, and then can we evaluate to make sure this is enough time for them so there isn't regression, and we're supplying them over the summer with what they truly need?
Again, Mrs. Grant, I don't know. That would have to be monies in this year's budget that were not budgeted if we were to create a program prior to July 1st.
That's fine, but for next year, I mean, can we, if we can't do it for this year, can we talk about it?
Absolutely.
You know,
and that would tie into a calendar discussion this evening.
Yeah, and I have no, you know, recommendation or about the program. I just, in the light of what we're talking about tonight with budgets and seeing ESY, you know, you forget quickly. You know, that was 2 years ago, and we had ACE too. That was cut at the same time. I didn't even think of that. But, you know, when we're talking about budgeting and, you know, what are we budgeting? You know, there's things like this and many other programs that we cut within the past 24 months.
So the students have 2 weeks off and then, sorry, three weeks off.
Three weeks
off, ESY, and then another 3 weeks. We right now are scheduled to get out June 8th, so the first week in June.
On the back end.
It doesn't have to be 5 weeks. I mean,
right,
if we talk about it from a budget perspective, maybe it's not just what it is now. Maybe it's extended a little bit more on the beginning or the end. I don't have the answers. I'm just seeing these big gaps, knowing what we used to have, and if it's something that we as a board can talk about and decide if it's something we can address or should address, I'd like to see if we can talk about it.
Okay.
Kevin, can I ask a question on FF
143? 143, Mr. Sturgis?
Yeah. Medicaid waiver?
Yes.
So we're applying for a waiver to not apply for the funds because our population of Medicaid eligible is below the minimum.
Correct.
Can you apply even though you're below the minimum?
Yes, you can.
Is there a reason that we would or would not want to do that?
The time that is needed to collect that data and track that data and the software that goes along with it is not worth the investment.
For the payout?
Correct.
What is this? $10,000?
You would barely break even.
Okay.
And because of the number, as you see, the number is listed at 40. I can't tell you what that number, I can't tell in public what that number is.
But ours is much, it's smaller than that.
Absolutely.
Okay. To apply for benefits on the behalf of the child.
Once those students are targeted, then you have to get in writing the permission to have us submit.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No questions this time.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Relating to three action items. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. I'm good.
We're still on facilities and finance.
I should have used a different color highlighter.
We have a roll call vote.
Yes. Mr. Kaplan.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Ms. Cresti.
Yes.
Mr. Prada.
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.